Welcome to Bravo Breakdowns, your podcast study guide for reality TV. Every Thursday, we cover an entire season of brawling, boozing, and romance, and skip all the boring parts where everyone is getting along. Whether you've never seen an episode or you're a Bravo scholar, we're here to break it down for you.
These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo Breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo Breakdown.
Hey, good morning, students. We have a very special guest today, as we call them, above the line people. These are entertainment professionals.
They are accepted. They were accepted by Hollywood. We're number one, number two on the call sheet, above the line. Today, Lauren and I were not even on the call sheet, really.
No, you just showed up.
Yeah, we're PAs today.
I'm the gaffer.
I'm like the director's like friend's daughter.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That's a fun gig, though.
Yeah. I like a nepo baby.
Yeah. Lots of money, drugs. You don't really have to work. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
We should all be so lucky.
Yeah. No, but these two ladies, they were not nepo babies. They did it all themselves. Welcome Heather Brown and Christy Wallace for the podcast Sinisterhood.
Hello. Thank you. Are you going by Brown now?
I should have corrected you. That's technically my married name. No, you're great. That's my name on Facebook. And I did it. You can leave all this in, by the way, if you want to. Legally, it's still McKinney. And professionally, it's still McKinney. I just put my married name on Facebook so I stopped getting asked like by everybody, when are you going to change your name? Because if it's on Facebook, they think you already did.
Smart.
Oh, yeah. Well, because
anyway, I now have an alias.
Everyone on Facebook is like not our age, even though we're all on it.
Yeah.
They're old.
I just never changed mine. So
good call.
People think I'm living in sin.
Oh, really?
Well, out of wedlock.
I didn't change it legally, so I didn't change it on Facebook. But now people that, you know, look me up from high school, which probably never happened, so it doesn't matter anyways. And they're like, man, she never got married. And I'm like, or I just didn't take his name. Look at these two kids she had out of wedlock.
I didn't change my name until I was like 6 months pregnant, and it was like the height of COVID. And I was like, I think that I would want my daughter to have, like, I want the same last name as her. But doing it during COVID, I had to like mail my social security card, my driver's license, my marriage license, like, because all of the offices were closed.
Yeah.
So I was like, I hope I get all this stuff back in a new name.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I am undocumented, and my mother was not born in the U.S., and this could be a problem.
They're like, you don't exist anymore. We shredded them. Sorry.
You don't have a social security card. You don't have a driver's license. You don't have a birth certificate.
Good luck.
Yeah. Very high stakes, low reward.
It was high stakes. I was very worried. And
your husband should be very
honored. Yeah.
Like, just over the moon, though, that you went to such trouble to do that.
Mm-hmm. He was like, what are you doing now?
Didn't notice.
You won't believe what the government's asking me to do. Because I am a woman of color.
Yeah, the government is of the United States is traitors, which brings us to our episode topic today.
Beautiful segue.
Constantly.
Am I right?
You are 100% right. Docker's going to pick this up.
Mm-hmm. Although they got canceled again. And Gawker went under
assault. Last week?
Gawker. Like 6 months ago. There was a resurgence. And it went back under. But what's still going strong is Traitors UK.
Yeah.
Yay. Season one was so successful. It was a critical and commercial success. It won like BAFTAs and shit. So they came back with season two. Which was equally critically and commercially successful. So it's perfect for us to talk about. Before we begin, I would like everyone to answer this one question. Are you a traitor?
Never. I couldn't be.
It depends on which aspect of my life, doll.
Which aspect are you a traitor in?
Probably like being a good mom. It's a ruse.
A traitor to your children.
I act loving towards my daughter and patient, but inside I'm like,
Yeah, that's a real thing. Yeah,
still write that name on the chalkboard.
Yeah, actually, she lately she just
Ruby down on the chalkboard.
Banishes herself. Yeah, she banishes herself from the dinner table daily. Like every night at dinner.
Here
she's
comes
like,
mine.
Okay, hey, bye.
You got to go out there. You got to go out there.
Oh, look at that. Really, right when I talk about being a bad mom, you're like, look at me being
like,
a good mom.
What did you say? Jason came in to throw down for Ruby.
For my husband, Jason, edit the part where Christy's a good mom. This is for Jason. Oh, see? You know.
He's in an alliance.
Okay.
Cut that.
Well,
cut that. Yeah, I was just saying, Christy, if you start talking shit about a baby, Simon's rolling in.
And then Christy walks away because she can't handle that.
So sorry.
I'm
no
sorry.
Worries. So you guys were the perfect guests for this season because you guys won the inaugural Dallas game of traitors.
The whole city. I like that you're taking the whole city.
You're like, you're the first one.
I do it.
Was that was I the one?
You were there.
I was there. And I left after I got
murdered.
Banished. Murdered.
Yeah. Banished. And I arrived late. So I managed to do a pull. What's her name from the Kate, U.S. version?
The Kate Chastain.
Ooh.
Yeah. Kate.
Dropped in late and made it to the final. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's even more impressive. You just show up late in the game and you're like, watch this, bitch.
Yeah. Mic drop. Like,
Above the line, watch this. Okay.
Above the line.
Whenever y'all, you know, when it was Christy towards the end and I was like, I'm not going to turn on her. I felt very much like, we'll get to the here, Diane and Ross. There's certain alliances that you're like, this is more than a game. This is my life.
Like Lauren and I would.
And that's the good TV. That's what you like to watch.
Lauren, would you turn on me though? Because I feel like you would, and I probably would too. I feel like we just would, but we'd both be okay with it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's what was funny is that, like, the wives turned on husbands so quickly in the game. Like, every time Christy was like, I think Tommy's a traitor. And was faithful every time. He's like,
I got him voted out every time.
Farther if it weren't for her. Like, yeah. But, so, yeah, I think I probably would innately. Probably.
And then, I would take all of the money and I would say I would invest it towards our podcast.
Yes, same. Yeah, all of the money.
Say.
Well, I think it was like movie tickets and like legal CBD or something.
Yeah.
And a candle, which was very nice.
So, actually, I was glad that I was killed. Thank you.
You were tired. You said you needed to go home.
I don't,
so you needed out of there.
I famously don't stay up past like 9 o'clock. Like when it hits double digits, like when the clock strikes 10, that's when
you're a pumpkin.
I'm partied out.
I like that you famously don't stay up that late. Like, one thing y'all know
our
about
listeners, our listeners in different parts of the world, which we do have, they know that I'm famous for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're always talking about it in Germany.
An international woman of sleepiness.
Yes. Yes. Very tired.
We'll put some footage of that triumphant win if everyone in the group chat says it's okay. It's
worth the footage. For sure. I remember us being in the closet that you're in now. Didn't we do like a confessional in there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's right.
We found it. Yeah, we did. And I think
booby suit.
Yeah,
we found that. Forgot about that.
Definitely our friend Tyler did a lot of confessionals that were just him filling the boobs.
They were very rubbery. Like,
yeah, what's they're made out of?
Silicone.
Rubber, and then it was supposed to be cotton on the inside because I got the cheap like titty bib, but then somehow there was a mix up and it gave me like the actual silicone gel. It's like the nice titties.
Nice.
Where is it?
Actually, give me one.
It's like, you know, like if you go, hey Heather, where's your passport? I might be like, there's like 3 or 4 places to look, but it's like, Lauren, where's your titty bib? You're like, third shelf. I know. I got it.
And that's where her props are.
That way, when the house is on fire, you can go grab the valuables. Yeah.
That's the first thing I find.
The dogs don't run out on their own. They're smart.
I would get my documentation.
You worked really hard for it. So you better.
My birth certificate.
You sent off for that.
I hope that you have those things filed in a fireproof safe or something.
They're in a box somewhere for sure.
You got to put those titties in a fireproof safe.
I do. Yeah. Now I'm going to invest. I'm going to go to a hotel and steal one. are you guys reality?
I'm going to go to a Comfort Inn.
Yes. Speaking of comfort, what are you guys' reality TV comfort shows?
Do you like Lauren. The
watch? Oh. I love reality TV. I would say my comfort shows, game shows, reality TV are like my two favorite things. So when you combine them with murder, I mean, my dream, not even joking, would be to be on Traitors. Like, and I think I could do either role, but I think I would enjoy being a not traitor more. Just because
faithful.
You are a really good faithful. You made it to the end.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See, it's easier to be honest. So,
I think so. Sniff out people.
Yeah. Well, also, I feel like in the show, they get like, the further it goes along, the more attached you get to people. And then it's really hard to like lie to people's faces and stuff, unless you're Paul and you're a sociopath and it just comes so natural that it doesn't matter.
He's like, I'll just use my feelings to benefit myself. And I'm like, you should see somebody about that, man.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Weaponizing your BFA and acting. Like, right?
But I do think you would crush it on Traitors. I think you'd be so good. Oh, I think if we went on Traitors as like a duo that we didn't tell people that we knew each other, I think we would nominate for sure.
But that's hard though, because then you do have a lie. You've got a lie.
Like Diana Ross.
Omission. Diana Ross, she was full of lies.
Diana Ross was the best traitor we've ever seen.
What was her best lie?
That hair.
Fabulous hair.
Yeah.
Speaking of great hair, what did you guys think of Claudia Winkleman?
Oh, I love Claudia.
I like her a lot. She's a different vibe than Alan. And I watched the Alan Cumming version first. I do like her Al. I like her cheeky humor. And I just have to be like, they're different people and you can love them for different ways. Because the way he says, makes my bones feel like jingly. Like, I love it so much.
He's Scottish, right?
Yeah.
She's English. So English. Yeah, I love her though. I like her vibe. I didn't know who she was. Mm-mm. And then I had to wait till after I watched all the seasons to look her up because I was so worried I would get a spoiler. And then I read a lot about her and I like her even more. Mm-hmm. So, I like her and I think she has a warm vibe about her.
Good
what
attitude.
What do you like best about her? Is it her personality and how she hosts the show or her velvet suits?
Yeah. Ooh, that's one all of the best things about the Traitor host. It's Australia. I mean, he was fine, but the other one's like, Alan takes the cake. I liked her dress, but I like her just vibe and her attitude, her hair. She looks like somebody that would have been fun back in the 80s in a club. Like, I want to go clubbing with her back in the 80s in London.
Cocaine was rampant.
Yeah. Okay.
I liked it. She to me, like, kept me guessing because Alan does have, like, a sort of, you know, he's going to be cheeky and sort of like, and I mean, I like it. It's the same, but in a good way. But hers, like, she was nice at one point and she was kind of more sinister at another point. I was like, she's keeping me guessing.
She's a mom too, so I think that
stiff upper lip
naturally comes out. Yeah, but I liked her. She seemed like she really cared about all of them too.
Yeah, I feel like the first season of Traitors UK, she was more like a henchman and more like, you know, very serious and spooky. Yeah. But this season, she had like a lot of like interviews where she was like, you guys are doing so good. And we saw like her warmer side.
Yeah.
Very motherly. So the season 2 premiered January 3rd of this year with 22 contestants vying at the chance to become cold-blooded killers. Or as they say in the UK, have a good bloody good time. Yeah, and go to hospital. That was Michelle's joke.
I'll see you at uni.
What do you guys think about the fact that people in the UK just say hospital and not the hospital?
I love it.
I love it.
Do you? Why use more words when few words do trick?
It's an emergency.
Brevity.
Yeah, it's brevity. And if you're going to hospital, it's an emergency.
It's an emergency when you go to college. I have to go to university.
I have to go to uni. I can't even say university. I'm going to uni.
I got to graduate. Yeah. I don't have to say the whole word.
No, you don't have time. You're studying. You got to abbreviate where you can.
Don't call me when I'm at the hospital uni. Hospital uni.
So day one, the traitors are selected and they all have huge smiles when they find out. The traitors selected are Ash, Harry, and Paul. Did you guys have an initial strong impression of any of these traitors? Like who would go far, who would suck, who would be a sociopath?
Well, I feel like Paul was super eager. So there's always one in every season. Mm-hmm. There's someone like, that's too like, eager.
I want to do
where you're
it.
Like, you're living out some kind of twisted fantasy.
I thought Paul had secrets. And I'm like, what do you, I don't even know what they are, but you seem like you have secrets. Yeah. Like, why do you like to be duplicitous? He was too giddy about it. Harry, I was like, you'll probably go far because you're like,
I liked Harry.
And I'm like, soldiers, I feel like you can usually like disassociate and just sort of like go, okay, well, this is the mission. And even if I have to be bad, I have to do it. And I'm like, that's better for this show and not like, I'll lie to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Yeah. Just PTSD flashback into time and operate from that.
Trauma.
Exactly. That is such a good thing to do with trauma.
Yes.
And Ash, I was like, this woman has no chance. Because she was like, I'll just put myself at the end of the line. I'm like, you got to act like you want it. Fight.
Yeah. Well, but in the other season, they got sent away when they got sent to the end of the line or they put themselves there. So that's also season two had the knowledge of seeing season one and what happened.
True, because she still went to the end. I'm like, at least fight to be like third or fourth. You know, if you want to be under the radar, don't take it and just be like, I'm a loser anyway. It's like, okay.
I didn't have high hopes for Ash, unfortunately. I was surprised kind of she got picked, but they do usually throw somebody in there that you wouldn't assume. So I think that was her.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Totally. You got to have, we were like thinking for casting, it's got like when we were casting our traitors, it's like you need like one person who is like, duh, they're a traitor. And that would be Paul. Mm-hmm. One person who's like, kind of unexpected. So maybe they'll go far like under the radar. And one person where it's like wild card, they're probably not going to be good at this. And I feel like that's the formula. And then they also get to recruit a fourth traitor tonight instead of doing a murder. So they chose Miles. What did you guys think of their choice?
I like Miles.
I thought it was a good choice because I thought he was kind of soft face. And it makes it like challenging because he had walked around going, I'm not a traitor. I'm not a traitor. I would because he really was. And
he,
so he
seemed
was
very
it with,
sincere.
Yes. He was saying it with like sincerity. And so for me, it would be easier to be Harry, Paul, or Ash where you're just already a traitor and you don't have to lie versus Miles. You're already like, you're like, I just told them yesterday to their face in a certain way. And then also Miles has no poker face.
No. He has a lot of tells. He has a guilty conscience. I think it served him better though to go as far as he did by being a faithful first because he doesn't have a poker face. I think like he did come off sincere and honest that first day. And then you know, he's kind of already built this foundation, but I think that he kind of did a 180. So I was surprised more people weren't like, Miles is acting totally different now.
He let the stardom go to his head. You understand, ladies, you're above the line. It can happen.
Yes, it was dizzy with power.
It was dizzy of fame, power, possible fortune.
Yeah, that's fingers crossed.
Ooh,
I think he seemed like he wouldn't be. So I think it was a good recruit because he was already very likable and, you know, got along with everybody. So he was, I don't think he was going to be a target.
Mm-hmm. But was he good TV?
Yeah.
You know, I honestly didn't really enjoy watching him. And I think it's because he seemed so nervous after he got to be a traitor that he just kind of caved in on himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Running to the bathroom and I was running to the bathroom with nervous energy. That's very suspect. Why are you so anxious?
Yeah, I think it's like, I feel like even though it's the most advantageous spot in the game kind of to go from faithful to traitor because you lay that groundwork, I also feel like it would be like what smoking pot is for me, where the whole time you're like, well, how did I do things yesterday? Am I doing things different now? Is everyone watching me?
Did I do my arms like this? Like,
is this how I talk? Am I talking weird? Yeah.
Yeah,
it would be. Yeah,
and that's how I feel when I don't take it, my antidepressant.
Same.
Plus, very sad.
Yeah,
very sad.
So at the first round table, Diane is kind of steps up as someone who is good TV and a kicky fuck me Bob's, like a 50-year-old mom type.
Fuck me, Bob.
She's making fuck ass Bob. Sorry.
Is that what you were going for? Like the Diane? Give me the Diane from
season 2. I want a Diane. Traders,
yeah.
I want a wedge, a heavy bang.
Hard. Put a ruler up.
I want to look like I have a secret son. Give me a Bob with a secret son.
It's the Luke.
I liked it. Yeah. She came out swinging and it's like,
I liked her. Yeah.
Come out swinging with not, and you may be not right, but at least you have a reason. I think that does make you seem like less traitory and also maybe helps gets the discussion going. Cause otherwise everybody kind of just sits around and is like, well, who's going
to
say something?
Nobody wants to be the first one to talk.
Mm-hmm. And it is interesting to get like y'all's input on this because you talk about murder so much on your show. So you know what to look for. You know, the clues. Who reminded you most about like Jeffrey Dahmer?
Oh man!
Oh, Paul for sure. Just that.
Yeah, Paul had the most like
was Jeffrey Dahmer
psychopath vibes.
A little bit. Yeah,
who was the one that had a lot of charisma? Not on Traitors, just like the
Ted Bundy.
Oh, Ted Bundy is famous.
Ted Bundy.
Kind of being a lawyer and being able to like switch back and forth between dark and being like friendly with people. But I think Paul, because right before this round table, they're all. I think it was at the breakfast scene. Harry's like. He's very George Costanza. He's like, if you believe the lie, it becomes the truth. And so and again, it's almost like military training. He's like, I'm under fucking like, well, I'm tempted. Should I, at breakfast, he's like, should I cry? Would that make it seem more? I'm like, okay.
So you were getting serial killer vibes.
Yeah, he was the, and as time went on, it only got creepier.
Yes.
And it's, Tommy and I both were like, get him off. We're so fucking tired of seeing his face.
And it's not because
just
he's a
started
redhead.
By.
And we're going to
no.
say
no,
that right
I love
now.
Redheads. Okay. Oh, no. It's not because he's a redhead.
No hate against the ginge, but get no.
I also, he's I got to say it. I think he's a pretty handsome.
He's a good looking guy.
Look, at first, that's the kind. With him.
That's the kind that his face
is asking me.
Was that the question?
You're gonna see his face on the screen and be like, last seen with these missing people. Like, I don't know.
Yes.
Because they're like, but he's so handsome. No one suspected him.
However,
like,
you know, whatever it takes to get my face on television.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
Well, yeah, your face only.
Yeah, just my face only. Like, missing.
Yeah, he definitely leaned into his role as the episodes went on. And then. Mm-hmm. Harry, I don't want to get ahead of you, but then Harry started turning, and then
because I'm kind of a disciple. Thing
yes, like a mentor,
like a murderer Meg who's like, I have a protege.
Yes, it's like Hannibal and Buffalo Bill. Yeah,
Buffalo Bill.
Harry was Buffalo Bill.
This whole thing, we didn't even know.
Oh no, and Ash was the senator's daughter, bottom of the well.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, Paul throws Ash under the bus at the round table. Was Ash like really a weak link and this was necessary, or does Paul kind of preemptively try to fuck over another traitor for his own gain?
Thought it was too soon.
Bullshit.
I thought
that's some bullshit.
Episode 2,
sorry.
Like, you're coming out the gate swinging. I don't think she was going to be win the whole thing, but I don't think she was given enough screen time or play time to really even know what she was capable of. I think he just wanted to make a big move. And also, it was a boys club type of situation.
It was such a boys club.
I guess I just, you know, people are going to die and that happens and we just got to move on, you know? I'm
going to
like the people that you like dissect on your show next.
No, it's true though. I thought it was bullshit that he saw her as that she had put herself at the end of the line. She wasn't going to fight, and it was like when you're a shark, you can smell blood, and it's like he smelled the blood on her and was like, if I pressure her, I can get her out of here.
Yeah, and if you give them a traitor, then. They
think you're innocent.
Yeah. You kind of get the heat off of you for a bit. But he turned on her fast. And I personally, from like just tactical play, if I was a traitor, I don't think it's smart because you've just shown your hand to all the other traitors, like how quick you're willing to turn on somebody.
Mm-hmm. For real.
Yeah. Yeah. And it does like bite him in the ass later for sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And even though he goes after Ash hard, there's someone doing even worse than Ash at this round
table. Baby.
poor Brian. Biggest sheep and has a huge panic attack and makes everyone go around the table saying, am I or amn't I? And everyone's
amn't. Yeah, he's like, I need a selfish moment right now. And they're like, do you want everyone to say whether you're a traitor or not? It's like, this is such a weird request. We kind of have to vote you off. This is deranged. Like we don't even know how to reply. This is so weird.
We have to put you out of your misery.
Is a producer going to like jump in here for a second and be like, this is hell. Not
sometimes I do wonder, I wish they had a like time clock at the bottom during the round tables. Cause I'm like, how much time has legitimately passed during these?
I wonder that. And I wonder when they cut to, especially the people that are under the gun, like in this case, Ash and Brian, it would cut to them going like gulp with their water. And I'm like, they're probably just reasonably drunk.
The water drinking at these round tables is like, part of the drum. I feel like these these water glasses are like
goblets that they all have in front of them.
Yes. And never forget, drink your fucking water, traitor. Yeah. In just like, season two.
And everyone's like so anxious and like downing water. Like that's going to do anything. Water is good for you. You should drink
it. Just makes it so shaking in his hand. And I'm just being myself.
I was like,
I'm sorry, bud. Sometimes you're selfing enough.
He did that to himself.
That's the whole show. The whole show is that if you crumble the second someone accuses you, then you got to go. You don't deserve to be on the show. It's not for you.
I agree.
We talk about that. Like, UK is different, in my opinion, from the others, where, like, I just feel like the British, they just get it right. They're more highly trained somehow, even in the reality arts.
Just
like,
they're
more highly trained. Breath work. Yeah. You know, they've taken many movement classes. I can tell. You know,
they're seizing the moment like they seized India.
I did community theater, and I know what to look for. And these ones, the British, they're always so highly trained.
Mm-hmm. And the accents really set it off. So, you know, they sound smarter than all of us. If you put one American on that show,
Dunzo.
What are you?
They'll look like such a hand.
I volunteer though to be like, I don't know, man. This is crazy. This redneck.
I would love to be on the UK season, but then we don't get Alan. You do get Claudia.
Would you be like, why do y'all sound like this?
Y'all sound funny.
Why
I have a fake
like
British
that?
Accent, and I'm like, oh no, I'm from white. Whatever, I don't know. I'd have to do research on a backstory. You know, as soon as you go like, I'm from Hertfordshire, they're like, oh, my mum's from there. Do you know me aunt? And you're like, fuck. But if you just go, yes, she loves bangers and mash, then you're gonna go.
And warm beer and a hospital.
They're like, she does love bangers and mash. She did tell me, mum.
She likes to nosh on a big ass bowl of beans like Zach.
Oh,
just like,
my God.
Damn, dude.
Baked beans.
I think you did this. Oh, I'm like, put the spoon down, bro. We're not, come on now.
Okay, can we, I'm going to just sidebar really quick. The way that people eat on this show is so crazy. They're in this beautiful castle. Why isn't there like a gorgeous dining room where they can like eat like their people? They're always having like plates on their laps, or like they're standing over a bar.
I guess
the only time they get to have a pleasant meal is when they find out who's been murdered, and that's breakfast.
Enjoy of fruit and
enjoyable
waffles.
And that's when they're just eating piles of beans because that's what they eat for breakfast there.
Just
and
open a can.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's what they eat for breakfast over there. Tomatoes and bushes baked beans.
You gotta start your day off right with a can of beans.
Big old hearty toast.
Open the tin and get the beans. Did you know that they don't stay at the castle?
We see them drive away.
Yeah.
What the hell?
They stay like an hour away.
No.
And then they have to drive them back. Yeah. Especially for when it's like late at night and then you got to be back in the morning and stuff.
So,
the way they film it is weird.
The traitors have to drive there so that people don't know who the traitors are and then drive back.
Yeah. I always wonder, like, do they keep them?
Oh my
like,
gosh.
Does production somehow keep them on set where just people can't see? I don't know. Because they all leave at staggered times. So maybe
that's true. I don't know.
Drive them around the corner.
I guess
have them hide out.
Donuts.
I'm just more concerned about the carbon emissions now. This is like a Taylor Swift situation, all this driving back and forth.
That's right.
People are going to start tracking the traitors.
Mm-hmm.
It's necessary for drama.
But guess what?
All in the name of drama.
Taken down real quick.
Mm hmm. Yeah, watch us. We got a lawyer on site.
Ash and the traitors meet up after driving around the woods and brought back to the castle. And Ash is like kind of pissed at Paul for throwing her under the bus, but like kind of not that.
I know, like she's like, he's kind of like a bad boy.
Yeah, she's falling in love with him.
I kind of like that he's that's how they get you. The serial killers, they make eye contact with you.
He's only doing it because he likes me.
Yeah. Yes. I think she didn't want to rock the boat. And I honestly think it was because the other ones were three dudes. So she felt, she already knew she was on the bottom. So then if she rocks the boat, it's like, I say, though, you got to use that opportunity to get in with Miles and Harry and be like, he's going to turn on me this quick. Mm-hmm. Like, what makes you think he's not going to turn on you? And then you got to take some power. Yeah, she just played it way too safe.
Yeah, she should have wedged between Harry and Paul. That would have been the move. Early on, too, have been like, we can't have somebody like this. We got to know that we're on each other's side.
Yeah.
Right.
And but yeah, then, Paul was the mastermind for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everyone goes along with Paul's crazy plan, which is like the letters brought that four people have to like go to the dungeon tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That was so crazy. Then, oh, the dungeon.
Better and use of the dungeon, I think, than the US version.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
It was dingy, good set design.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. They're very good at the British. They get it.
Yes. They're very good.
They are.
They perfected a dungeon.
Their sets. You know, even
it's like they know about castles more than
they do.
Somehow, Paul has one.
And they're
in his
not
house.
Even in Britain; they're in Scotland.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
wait,
true.
Is that part of Britain though?
It's UK.
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 I think part of the U part.
Yeah,
United.
Yeah. United.
Mm-hmm. It's and it is a K. So that Paul has this crazy plan that he and Ash will go down into the dungeon along with two other faithfuls, and Meg and Andrew, and that like one of them will be rescued, whoever like the faithful think is the most faithful, and he's like, it's definitely going to be me rescued.
He comes
smug
back.
Little prick.
He's like, I'm the most popular, which he was voted most popular, but he was like really banking on.
Yeah,
can't write on
that. The superlatives that they had to deal was interesting.
It was also too early on.
Too early.
I feel like you can't be voted Mr. Popular like three episodes in.
He's too cocky.
You got to reserve it for the end, because I would argue Harry or Molly were probably the most popular of anybody.
Yes.
You can't get too Harry's comfortable early on and be like, well, everyone loves me, and don't bank on it.
Yeah. And I think that's the most frustrating thing about him as a traitor is just his ego.
Ego.
Yeah. Like, thinking he's way better than he is.
Okay, remember when he comes back from the dungeon and he's acting like he's just been through it? Like, he's been really in the
dungeon. He's like,
how do I take that soot on your head? Like, how do
you...
He rubs his face on the wall.
You don't believe dirt on what his I've face. Just been through.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what they did to us down there.
Yeah.
But also, Ash, she didn't
do anything
fight hard enough to not be in that dungeon, because they all knew what they were going to do to her. Paul knew. So if they tried to vote you out the last time, my girl, like, what are you doing? You got to fight harder. She just didn't. She didn't have the oomph
to
be a traitor.
Yeah. She was scared of the psychic. Like, no one takes the psychic seriously. Even people believe in it.
I famously always loved, I love the clairvoyants. I always like the psychics. I always think that we can get them on the show, because like,
it just
no one
kills
likes
me.
Them.
When they put, it'll be like Sophia or Tracy, psychic. And then she'll go, I don't even know what's going on. I don't know who the traitors are. And it just says it under her name. And I'm like, they put that nameplate up right
They
then.
Know what they're doing.
Or they're called like clairvoyance. It just sounds so much more sophisticated.
It's a fancy psychic. Yeah.
I did not
know what the hell was going on the entire time.
But maybe that makes her like a good clairvoyant though. Like,
She's on another
somewhere else entirely.
She's in another realm. She was playing traitors in another dimension.
Exactly.
Yeah, where she won, probably.
She won.
A different franchise. We'll watch
that too. The balloons.
Yes. She beat the angel Gabriel or whatever.
No, but you're right, though. I didn't like this whole Paul turning, because he's all like, oh, I got to do this. I have to do it. This is how you have to play the game. But he was all in it for himself. Meanwhile, Harry's like, well, this sucks, but I have a family. Again, it's like, for me, it's the motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And Harry working hard for when he said he had, quote, 11 or 12 brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You got to get a head count,
by
man.
The way,
and
yeah,
I think
no
he had a
number.
Kid, didn't he?
Yeah, like
11 or 12. Yeah.
Or 12.
To say.
Like, maybe it's. I was thinking when he said that, like, maybe one's like a half brother or half sister, so it's a little complicated.
That person's also
relationship.
Like, hey,
yeah,
what do you mean,
I don't count. 12.
Yeah,
but meanwhile, Paul's like, I have to. He's like crying, and he's like, I'm gonna just redirect this emotion to benefit myself. I don't like that. It's all benefiting you, dirty
yeah.
dog.
I don't like dirty play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was dirty, yeah, but okay. I will say he's like the only person who's
a dirty birdie.
Gotten out of like getting all that heat at the round table. Like mm-hmm. they pretty much yeah. busted him and he just stayed like, you know, very calm, slowed down his heartbeat to like 60 degrees.
Yeah. Raise and lower my blood pressure at will.
it's the breath work. We were talking about they have that breath work and then the goblets help, you know, when they're grabbing the mm-hmm. goblets.
They get something to do.
Mm-hmm. Props. Yeah. And he nailed it. He was like, well, if that's it, then that's it. And they're like, oh, it's not Paul.
Yeah.
Not at all.
That, and when he's like, well, if they're not a traitor, you can banish me tomorrow. And it's like, bitch, you know that they are a traitor, so that's not going to happen. He's mm-hmm, just throwing everybody under the bus. I will say he did really well for until he didn't. Finally, people were like, maybe it's Paul.
And do you think like by that time it was like not even like we know he's a traitor, or maybe they were just like, you know what? I just don't like him as a roommate.
I don't want to be a roommate.
We just want to evict him.
We need to get justice for Jazz, because Jazz was calling out Paul out. Jazz said, if I go tomorrow, it's Paul. And the whole time, Jazz had fucking eyes on everybody. And then people were like, I just don't trust him. I'm like, why? Because he's a brown guy with a beard? What do you mean you don't trust him?
It was racism,
been
for sure.
Fucking on all of you all the time.
Yeah. He really emerged as like the most smartest, I think is the official term.
The most smartest.
That's what they say it over 100%. There.
Yeah.
100 feet. And he's onto Paul, and he tells Harry. And he's like, you know, he tells a couple of people, including Harry. And it was like the last thing before they go to bed that night. So he kind of realizes in the morning when Paul immediately confronts him and says, "You suspect me? Like, how dare you think I'm being suspicious?
I'll kill you.
Do you know what I've been through?
No one will ever
find you. I can murder people, don't you? I'll murder you and they'll never find you." But I did like Harry kind of being like, oh, you think it's Paul? Okay. And just kind of being in me.
Leaving it open.
In a different way, he was Ceree-ish, because Ceree never, she played a little bit of ignorance, but most of the time she'd be like, well, who do you think it is? Maybe it would be whoever threw the mission today. But and they're like, oh, it was so-and-so. And she's like, maybe it was so-and-so. Mm-hmm. So she would get other people to say it for her. But I do like that the Ceree-ish of like,
he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. He played like the most Ceree-ish.
Yeah.
Like his
yeah.
traitor style was closest to Ceree, but also he was pretending to be, I feel like, an Aaron type faithful from last season, where like sometimes Harry played a little too dumb for me, where he'd be like, when we win the challenge, do we get money or lose money? And people would be like, oh, Harry.
And I'm like, Scarecrow's real people?
I'm always like, they give you a gun? They let you in the military?
I don't know if they get guns over there in the military.
They
not
get
even
swords.
The military.
Yeah, it's a bow and arrow. You get a bow and arrow like Legos.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. I was hoping, though, I was very much on the Molly and Harry train.
Shipping.
But they both have significant others. Mm-hmm. But I was really hoping they would break up with
whenever
them,
we talk together. About the ending, like, I was like, I'm still not okay about it. Like, I was expecting him to be like, I mean, do I just spoil it now, Lauren?
No, Michelle, don't jump ahead.
You can go in order, right?
Yes, go in order. We talked about this.
I have ADHD, Lauren diagnosed.
I know. The next, we have like this grave robbing mission in the middle of the night. And
that was fun. This was crazy. Yeah. The grave chef, like the... I don't like the grave scenes and like the getting buried alive and then being in your own funeral procession.
Yeah.
It doesn't pass a vibe check for me.
Poor Miles was like, I don't want to touch any of that part.
Yeah.
Besides, like, if you really do have like a genuine fear, you still have to kind of participate in another way that's not just like standing on the edge and yelling at everyone.
Yeah.
It's like,
and not even yelling the right stuff.
No. And it's like, And it's like, okay, can I get back in this covered wagon or whatever? Like, like Little House on the Prairie.
I like all the challenges. I know that
that's not a popular opinion.
Yeah, y'all don't like the challenge, but I do. I like them when they're like,
you like the wet
creepy
suits?
And spooky.
I like the spooky ones.
The yeah, spooky like ones are better than closer. I don't like all the ones with like the wetsuits. Like, why are they always like wetsuits? Like, why do they have to go to like find Nessie and then light things on fire?
They should.
That would be a really good challenge.
There's psychopaths here. Can we?
I know it'd be
like, this is like reality TV. Can we focus on the crazy people and not like, you know, having people swim around in wetsuits trying to light a fire?
I hear you, because the missions, I mean, they're interesting, and I like the challenge, and I think, well, how would I do that? Would I do it that way? But sometimes I feel nothing during them, because I don't really feel like that the time is a legitimate thing that's kept. So they always
that's
be like,
my
they
issue.
Barely made it, and I'm like, this is fake as hell. You know they caught that shit. And so then I'm like, well, this is, to me, I'm like, okay.
It's just something for them to do to win money.
Yeah, but I don't know if it really adds much to
I would agree with that.
And I also don't know if it adds much to like what they're thinking about, like, is this person a traitor or is this person a faithful? Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it does, because, well, I haven't seen many challenges.
They did make it better in season two, because at first it was just like, okay, you're broken into two teams, and it's like, well, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
There's no advantage to winning.
We all have to try to get, we all want this.
Everybody
money.
Wants the money. Bucket, so then when they changed it to like, well, the winning team has a chance to go in the armory, then it made a little more sense that there were like teams because there were stakes.
Yeah.
But it was, I was like, they're just doing these missions to win money that everybody's going to win. So it doesn't
that,
really
yeah.
matter who wins.
Exactly.
Yeah. It feels like a lack of creativity to me, where it's like, well, they don't really know how to fill the time. So they're like, well, this is comfortable to do in a competitive reality show. So let's just do that. I do like that they leaned spookier this season.
Like being in this like field of scarecrows isn't what I would define as comfortable. You know?
Yeah. That was
alive
a
comfortable.
One.
Taking
or
a
the church
wagon.
One.
Yeah. Oh, the church. Was
where
that
they walk
they
in.
The belt? Was that the season where they're pulling the belt? Like, trying to do the song.
There's that one, but there's the one where they have to like solve the riddles and then find the people sitting
and, like,
in the pews
and
have
like
the
one.
Thing. I like that one.
I don't ever want to solve a riddle.
Oh,
see,
I love
like
riddles.
I like
to
watch
riddles.
Other people trying to solve the riddle,
y'all
too.
Go to,
especially when you watch them side by side and one side like actually is solving it and the other side, someone is so loud and so wrong, but so sure. And then that, like, I don't know. And then you're just like, you dumbass.
I would be that person for sure, because I would just start saying things like, hopefully one of them sticks so we can just be done. Because like, I'm not, like, why are you treating me like, I don't want to solve a riddle. I don't want to be stuck in a place like doing like, I don't
you're like a sleeper cell agent, like October.
Red October. I don't know. 1969. We didn't.
You're like Kate.
We didn't really land on the moon. Okay.
Jesus. Like, would you throw a mission like Kate did and just start throwing barrels of money off the side
like,
of the mountain?
Like Donkey Kong. Like, I would just start throwing
and she's
it
like,
and just be like, I don't care anymore.
My bad.
Like, it's near the end. I'm tired. You know, I want to go home. I famously go to sleep at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
This is Kate
so
right
yeah,
here.
I just like, please.
You
just,
are Kate.
Yeah.
We got Kate on the show.
They would be like, why did we cast you?
So Miles doesn't participate in the mission, and the traitors are especially Paul is like really mad at him for that. Which did you think it was fair how upset Paul was? Or not.
No.
He's kind of embarrassing in how, like,
his levels of, like, being, like, incensed about something, like, is a little extreme.
Well, when
it's
you
a
watch
little
him,
red flaggish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You watch him cry and then go, well, I'm going to twist my crying. And then I'm like, are you really mad? Or are you really, like, it, to me, then it, everything rings false.
I will say, as a watcher of the reality TV art, I will say he's excellent reality TV. Like, he reminds me a lot. Lauren, you know who he reminds me of is Lindsay Hubbard from Summer House.
Yeah, I could see. I think he is also to some extent trying to make TV.
He's making
like,
money.
Yeah. He's playing
but
it
that's,
up.
But as somebody who, because I don't particularly like this type of show. Like, I don't really like we're doing challenges and like, you know, I like just like
the talking,
living.
The drama.
Mm-hmm. Yes, talk it's about living. Your husband who went to prison, and then you're in prison and you don't really have money, and your boyfriend faked cancer. That happened.
Who is this?
That happened on OC. Vicky
and Teresa. Oh, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, you were combining two.
Yeah,
of them.
Yeah, I was.
They all blend together.
But I like that. I don't really want to be like, are you hiding a secret? And it's just like, yeah, I don't really. So I need someone to be making moments at all times. Otherwise, I might fall asleep before 9 o'clock. You got Paul. You know?
And Paul
Paul's making moments.
He definitely gives us a moment when the traitors are given an assignment to kill someone in plain sight by having them drink out of the goblet. And Paul is like, Miles, you have to do it because you sucked at the challenge, and pressures him into it. And Bully. Miles does not do Paul's it good.
Like, I know. He's like, the way that Paul does it, though, he's like, not it.
Yeah. He's like, well, obviously I won't be doing it because I was very good at the challenge.
Like, he's like, you have
it's
to,
probably yeah. would be whoever was worse at the challenge. Miles. I'm like, this is so mean.
He's a bully, and that's why I don't like him as a traitor. I think he's very smart and conniving, but if he was also sincerely nice, then I would have been rooting for him. But he just seems like he's kind of a bully.
He
is. Very quickly established himself as like the alpha male,
right.
and just wouldn't listen to anybody. And then like Harry, he liked because he's a good-looking white guy.
He's trying to get money for his family.
I see myself in you, young man.
And I was like, mortified if Paul said that to me.
Harry's like, you would never be in the military.
Paul would re-evaluate. Be so good on like Real Housewives of New Jersey, because the men on that show have like big, they play a major role on that show. Mm-hmm, so he would be great.
They're like the B team in Jersey.
Yeah. Pick them across the ponds.
They're like, Miles did not execute the murder in plain sight because he has no chill and he has no poker face.
Like,
he was the
worst
person to do it.
Like,
Hey, Diane, do you want to switch drinks with me really quick?
Yeah, that's normal.
But like, to be fair, like when it happened on USA, it was Parvati, who's a mastermind. Mm-hmm, and everyone was drunk. Like everyone was dead sober, and he's got to be like, drink this.
Would you like a fizzy rosé instead?
I'm just a man handing a woman a glass. Drink your drink. This is normal.
Yeah, what the hell, Diane?
There's no red flaggish about this at all.
Don't be taking an open drink from a man you don't know well.
In a goblet?
No. I don't care if
she was trusting.
Don't trust
a man
him.
A man that acts that way around a cemetery? No.
Guilty conscience. That's what that's like. So then the next day it is announced that there everyone comes back, but there was a murder last night in plain sight. And they do a funeral procession to one by one eliminate who it might be. And the three possible people who were murdered lay in graves, which means Diana Salai in a grave in front of her secret son.
He doesn't know yet that's his mom. No,
it's revealed to him in the
drama. That would be so like Maury Povich or something.
Right?
You are the mother.
Diane, you are murdered and you are the mother.
And by the way, this man was your son the whole time. She's like, wait, what? And they're like, you have to leave the castle. Wait, son.
She's like, I don't remember giving birth.
I don't know.
It was so interesting, though, that very early on, I don't remember who it was, but they were like, I think Diane and Paul are mom and son.
Yeah.
Was it Zach that thought that?
It was the one that he was almost right about.
Almost. He almost
before
had
he just
it.
Took off the show.
But do you guys feel like they had a huge advantage just knowing that they had a person on their side that has their back there?
Yeah, especially if it's your mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just the comfort of knowing, like, I can sneak into a room and talk to her real quick, and you always kind of have somebody there.
No, it's true. Not in a goblet.
I'm not trying to discount your skills as a player, Christy, but I think that also is why I felt comfortable when I came in late to the Traitors game, because I was like, our relationship goes beyond this. Like, I really feel like if I had been, and the second time I was a traitor and I was like, not overtly being like, I swear I'm not a traitor, I was like, lots of people can be them. I don't know. Because I was like, I can't look this woman in the face and be like, no,
I immediately knew. I was like, Heather's.
Second she's like, we got to get Heather out. And I'm like, I would rather go down, honestly. But in the end of that other one where she's like, look at me and it's like, are we good? And I was like, we will split these prizes. And if I had been a traitor, I would have been like, wink. We will split these prizes. Let's vote again.
We will share the CBD.
But no, it's much like when, whenever she's in the coffin, when Diane's in the coffin and is like, That kind of secret, we would have just been like, wink.
That was so sweet, though. I was glad she got to do that.
If I saw my mom having to do that, I feel like it would be a little traumatic for me.
You know, British people always be saying the most traumatic shit in such an understated way. Because he's just, Ross was like, well, that was a bit grim. I'm like, you had to see your mom in a coffin. A bit sad, isn't it? Shook me a bit.
Red beans.
I think he's dying inside, but can't show it externally. But
oh my god,
it would be very rough.
There must be so much going on. Like last season, I was like the first season of UK. I was like, these people aren't British. They're crying all the time. They are like not hiding their emotions. That's what I think of when I think of the Brits. And these people are like, they know the assignment of what it means to be British.
Yeah.
Just hold it in. But it was interesting to watch, like, the close up on Ross's face because, like, almost without doing so, he may, like, without, you know, he wasn't over the top, like, you know, he was just as devastated, but as the other people. So it looked natural. Mm-hmm. But I think also, like, that just shows she wasn't a traitor and neither was he. You know, there's nothing bad about people knowing that, you confirming it.
He wasn't yet.
Right.
Yet.
Dot dot dot.
But he swears his revenge. And Paul, this is the part that really went too far for me with Paul. I just thought it was bad sportsmanship. Immediately outs Miles, claims that Diane told him it was Miles, but really he knows it's Miles because he made Miles do it. And he gets voted out. Like,
he's a snake.
No.
Yeah. And total snake.
I feel bad about Paul, not Paul. I feel bad about Miles because much like Ash watching and Harry watching him kind of go after Ash, they should have fucking took his ass out.
That's what I'm saying.
But the same thing with Miles. It's like some of these people, I'm like, you're reaping the consequences of your actions. Why the fuck would Miles trust Paul after what he did to Ash in fucking plain sight? If somebody acts like that, don't think you're exempt from them doing it to you.
They were letting them get steamrolled and they just kind of let him take the rage.
Not even charming.
I think it's more like control. A little bit of fear. You don't want him to turn on you. Yeah. They saw it. Maybe that's a dictator, to his point.
He's like running this place like Trump or something.
Yes. He establishes his dominance.
Mar-a-Lago all of a sudden.
He's got a lot of documents.
They should shoot the U.S. traitors. They should shoot.
Oh, damn. They should. It's just politicians.
It's just Donald Trump.
But they did murder them for real.
They die in real life. Doing here?
Why is Donald Trump saying murder like that? It's really weird.
Murder.
Oh, yeah. Poor Miles. R.I.P.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Yeah, that was, but he fought at that round table, but
he did.
Not hard enough. Even him fighting is not really selling it. Yeah, he just sounded like he was always not, he knew he was lying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then meanwhile, Paul's just sitting there like shining, and I'm like, the only
he's
one
in his
that
comfort
knows.
Zone, Lie City.
Yeah, and fucking sees for you.
It's crazy to me, presumably this is like the only season where everyone has watched the show. They've all watched season one of the show, and it's like, how do you not know that that is what traitors do? Is like, why does that make someone look more faithful when they know exactly what a traitor was thinking and what they did and can like mastermind it?
Yeah.
It's like, for some reason, they're like, that's how we know this person's innocent because they cracked it. It's like, no, you should maybe.
Or just like you know, pick up on social cues or just like body language or something very aggressive. Be like, you know, maybe it is like the simplest thing where like the person who is aggressive and mean and acting like a bully might actually be the person that's killing people.
it's probably also
like
the
murderer. Might just actually be that guy.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's an interesting social experiment, for sure, to see how quickly people can get each other to turn on each other. It just like one, they latch onto one thing, and you just take that. And like those round tables, man, you gotta have a tough skin at some
of
them.
Bars of gold or whatever they get, pounds.
Except in the Australia ones, it's silver.
I was like, and in the UK, it's like way less money. In America, it's 250,000. And there, it's like if you convert it, it's only like 120.
Yeah. We're saying on the record, Heather did the conversion from pounds to dollars.
Yeah, oh, beforehand. Yeah, I didn't even know how much money was on the line. I'm like, this doesn't seem
like it was like half
G's.
Of what U.S. dollars
about less,
is.
Yeah, about less,
So that makes even less sense why they'd be so mean to each other.
Right, but I think it's funny to watch humans, how humans just like completely leave logic behind and are like, well, my gut's just telling me this. I'm like, your gut has shit for brains.
But do you think that's what makes good reality TV?
Leave
logic behind and embrace bankruptcy.
Yeah, yes. Full chaos.
Well, they're not.
I think the
yes,
putting everyone in a house, no phones, no outside. All you have is the game to talk about. So it kind of consumes you.
I know.
Yeah, and then like a day is really like a week because you're just with each other all the time.
And you're doing so much all the time. Like, you know, I just got out of this wetsuit. Now I got to go to this round table. Excuse me, I go dry off and then try to like figure out who's trying to kill me for a second.
It's a very exhausting game for sure. I would be having to jump out of a helicopter and swim across the
or even just those platforms,
like rappel down
the
mountains
platforms,
and stuff. Like,
you're farting the whole time because you're on an all bean diet. Like,
your wetsuit's full of baked beans,
and
you're like,
and I have to like get a bow and arrow into like a stained glass for some reason, and I have to pull on birch bells. Like, and that's the other thing about the missions. Like, granted, I don't really watch them that closely, but they're so random. Like, they're so, like you wouldn't think, like, okay, we've gone from a graveyard to now, like, pulling ropes, like, to make a song to, like, they're just there's nothing, they're not consistent, you know?
No, like, I think it was, like, all castle-centered, like,
I was gonna say,
well, the cemetery is the castle cemetery, and the church bells are the castle's church bell, but it was definitely, like, we have all these different
setups.
How can we? How can we? They use them in all of the seasons too.
And they're like, we'll make them listen for birds. That'll be a good one. And it's like,
why,
what? And they're like,
this is
it'll
why
be great.
They should
we get the
do
fake birds.
The next season of U.S. at Mar-a-Lago because they could be like, this is the room. This is the FBI raid room.
Yeah, where the documents were.
This is where Ivanka gets her kosher food from. Like, this is where, you know, like.
This is where Kid Rock performs. Like,
it's true.
Okay. So, so then I think Andrew gets recruited next, right? Andrew gets recruited by
Paul.
Andrew, who, my God, has literally like faced death and won.
And like also should be. Yeah, he should be in a Guy Ritchie film too.
Yeah, he looks like Daniel Craig. I was like, they turned up Daniel Craig to 11 because he's like bigger and thicker than Daniel Craig with the same face,
and like a badass scar from when he died and came to life.
He's like Daniel Craig, but actually tough for real,
so
not like
highly
fake
trained.
On screen.
Yeah,
he's very highly trained. Yes, yeah, he gets recruited. So then it's Harry, Paul, and. Andrew are the three now.
Mm-hmm. Are the three, and then this is when the thing we talked about where Jazz has kind of gotten onto Paul, and then like Paul confronts him about it, and when Paul confronts him, he also is kind of dangling Harry's name. And
see, course, Harry, it's going down the line
exactly,
but
and then Harry
it
gets wind of
it all the time. Like, he just
I think Harry genuinely is a very nice, innocent, like young guy who wants to see the best in everybody. So I think he was like, surely it won't be me. Paul likes me.
Yeah,
I'm like his little bud. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're right. I think Harry having like a general moral compass, it's like he would only do as much lying as he really needed
as he
to.
Needed to. He like never went like
above and beyond. What was the guy in the U.S.? I'm
Paul
forgetting
did
his
too
name.
Much.
The curly head guy that was a total goober and would just like blurt.
Christian.
Yes. It started to be where Paul wasn't as much as Christian, but where it's like, my guy, you're doing too much. Like,
we're having too much fun.
Yeah,
you know?
You're lying just to lie because you're like thrilled by it, which we're all concerned about that. But then also, it's like not you're gonna get kicked off for it too.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And he does. Harry basically pulls a Paul on Paul because he learned from the master, and he's
the
like
apprentice
becomes
the master.
Except in a very nice way and has very different teaching methods.
I'm so sorry.
He's more of a Montessori.
Yeah,
and less
a Montessori,
of a corporal punishment.
Yes.
I didn't like Paul, too, taking credit for that, being like, well, Harry's learned a little bit from me.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, bitch, you've been on the show the same amount of time.
I mean, he's got his leather jacket on. He's like the fawn.
And then the bow when he gets voted off.
Yeah.
I did like him being like, I like when people are like, this was all just for fun. Don't be mad at me.
And you're like,
And didn't we all glean how very fun and low stakes this show is?
Like, it was my favorite part when the sociopath sat me down and lied in my face. And then killed my mom. It was great.
And had me voted off after making me do something.
Yeah.
Gaslit.
It feels good to watch somebody who just like underestimated everyone else and thought he was mm-hmm. such a badass get fucking kicked off. Cause it's like, mm-hmm. you can be the smartest, you can be the biggest bully, but that doesn't mean you're going to win.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that is the most satisfying feeling. That's what we're always looking for and in reality TV, makes, is that catharsis.
Yeah, and that's mm-hmm. what makes the British show different than the American, because like in America, the bully's going to win. And that's what yeah. makes America
But the Brits
great.
Can see through it eventually.
Heroes, the heroes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah. Oh, Harry.
So then they have to recruit again. And
Wait,
Andrew
Lauren,
and Harry. Yeah.
Just really quick, my boss is sending me text like, hey.
Okay.
What's up? Where,
where
are you?
Are you? Yeah. Anyway, I have to go back.
Okay. Is that your husband?
I mean, I'm working.
Your boss?
My boss. Yeah.
Mr. Baby.
The kid. Yeah. Ruby's texting you.
I have to go make a sandwich.
So they, Andrew and Harry decide to recruit Ross as their next traitor. And he's like, yes, finally, yeah. revenge for my mother. And then mm-hmm. immediately gets voted out.
So, I know. I was hoping for him.
I will avenge my mother's death.
I thought that would be a very good plot twist and end to the show if he could reveal that while being the winner. But
it was such a letdown.
But they got to be together again.
Right, in heaven.
Yeah, in heaven. Or hell.
Or hell.
Or purgatory.
Yeah.
Yep.
We got off.
I especially thought that he would do better because Diane was like the one on all the billboards. It was like Diane, like when they were advertising.
They yeah.
So I was like, she's got to play a bigger part in the season, but they mm-hmm. they led me on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or to like have, if he had lasted a little bit longer, like have her come back somehow mm-hmm. or something yes. like that. But I think it's disappointing because we were all expecting that storyline and then it's mm-hmm. you can't control it, I guess, so you're just like, oh, okay, well, yeah. never mind, I guess.
Well,
I'm
yeah.
doing that.
That's like, that's my only like UK I feel like is more hands off in general with the production, even though it's yeah. the same production company, but like for the American version they're like, Americans are dumb, let's sensationalize stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I do yeah. wish they'd kind of maybe finagle that, massage that a little more, a little so we get bit. The big mm-hmm. reveal, you know.
Yeah,
because like the American version now, it's like all reality stars, so they all yeah. are experienced with TV.
Yeah,
let I them, think that's why they do
play.
That too.
And it, yeah, I was gonna say, when it's the American reality stars, like I don't like Trishelle and CT, like they kind of, to me, I was like, I don't really want you to win, because the whole time it was almost like,
were you just thinking
they weren't
of the
really
real
turning
world?
On each other? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost yeah. like, let's cheat. Well, we'll just promise never to lie to each other and then really not do that. And then we'll just take it all the way. And you're like, oh.
So like we would
yeah.
do?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, absolutely. And we would win all the money. And I'm saying that's great. I don't care if the viewers like it, because I'll have the money. But as a viewer, my opinion changes and I'm like, boo! Boo!
I do like it when there's, I prefer normies to yeah. reality
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
I wish they had two versions of every
yes.
season.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
2A and 2B. And it's all oops, all reality and just
yeah,
muggles.
Yeah, there's gotta be like Americans mm-hmm. that are crazy that haven't been on reality TV yet. Like,
hello,
give them a chance.
I'm right here.
Oh, for me, for sure.
Me, I'll pick up the phone.
They need to just call. We did our casting from people who were on the street and the news stopped them to talk about insert whatever.
Or like they,
hurricane,
or
tornado,
like they live on the street.
Protest,
family
whatever.
Feud. Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
you know, like literally the every person's like walking to their job. They're like, ma'am, what do you think about the recent tornadoes that happened? They're like, well, I'll tell you what, it was crazy. You know, that's, those people are the ones I
You're
want
like, you
to want to
be on a game show mm-hmm. right like, now? You want to go yeah. to a castle?
I don't know, yeah. maybe.
They're always talking about
like
aliens,
like medieval times.
Like, you know,
medieval times?
They
you
like
forks at the castle? Because the one I went to, they
or
had
they
forks.
Like go like, they're like those type of people that like hunt for Bigfoot, like get them
yeah,
on
dude.
TV.
Oh, yeah, like Heather. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Are you a cryptid hunter?
Is he real?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I'm like really obsessed with Bigfoot.
I
yeah.
love that.
I go hiking every weekend.
Oh, I can't tell what's real. Wait, do you believe in Bigfoot?
Yeah, for sure. No, I really do. I want to go find him. I think he's out there.
Is his name Paul?
Like to hang out no, with him? Or?
Yeah, dude. Like, that's my.
You
want to
hang out
just
with? Okay,
me
do you
shirt.
Call it Sasquatch? Okay, what's the? Is it Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yeti? Are they all different?
So there's a Sinisterhood mm-hmm. episode about this and delineate
between
well, them.
Well, Yeti is definitely different. Sasquatch definitely. And Bigfoot, it's kind of regional, I think, as to where what you grew up calling it. But Yeti is.
Well, it depends on where you're
in
at.
In the cold.
And Bigfoot, there's Sasquatch, there's certain legends that come from, we don't need to get off
sorry,
on a Bigfoot
I'm
tangent.
Sorry, I just, I was like shocked that you believe.
Then there, much like Traitors, there's also an Australian version called a Yowie. So,
that is true. Yeah.
They're franchising.
And they play a didgeridoo.
Yeti.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeti.
Or that's how you hunt them. You play the didgeridoo.
That's how you get them. Their mating call.
Yes, I would have sex with Bigfoot. Stop asking.
In the fuck, marry, kill, he's the fuck always.
Yes.
He smells too bad, though.
Hi, Bigfoot. We've been looking for you.
Hasn't climbed on and rode hard somebody that didn't smell the best. You know what I mean? That's why you get on top, put your head in the air, and just,
Well, we talked about it in our last episode. You do it, you face, you know, doggy style, so you don't have
doggy
to
reverse, style.
You don't have to smell.
Then you don't have to look.
It's not so intimate.
It's very intimate.
That's why I put a mirror in front of my face, like so I can see over my shoulder. What are you doing back there? You texted?
Yeah. Get out of there. Bigfoot, dirty boy.
Hang on a minute.
Naughty, naughty.
What are you listening to? I thought that was a Bravo show. Why are they talking about fucking Bigfoot? Listen,
have you seen the reality show where it's like monster mysteries?
I want to watch that so hard.
It's like a group of cryptid hunters.
Yeah.
And they want to find them and kill them.
Yeah, we have to watch that, Chrissy.
We don't want to kill them. We just want to meet them.
Are they looking for like Dracula's?
Dracula's, Frankenstein.
It doesn't matter.
Different ones, I think.
Devils.
Cryptids, right?
Cryptids.
Any kind.
Yeah. Any kind.
Made up a little bit. Unlike the real cryptids that we discuss.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Very real. Mothman and Jersey Devil and Bigfoot and Squonk. Those are just off the top of my head. No big deal.
Squonk a Bigfoot?
Squonk is a squonk. He's the saddest cryptid, and he lives in the forest, and he is covered in warts, and so people think he's really ugly, and so he just cries a lot and dissolves into a puddle of his own tears.
Wait, I thought that was the movie Trolls.
It's based on Trolls. So Trolls is based on Squonk.
Like, Squonk, and they were like, we're going to make this a family film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. But he's very cute, but he...
Notoriously
he thinks
sad.
He's been told by society, you know, like us all, that there's an ideal way to look and he doesn't fit the mold.
Apparently ball sack-esque skin is not popular is what the squonk sort of looks like. So if you put him in a sack, you open
yourself,
the sack.
Okay, don't put words in my mouth.
I love a scrotal man.
I like a long scrot.
I like if they can stretch, right?
I'm a scrot guy.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, stretch.
You're a scrot girl?
Yeah, like, you know, like.
Listen, he was a scrot goat.
Like,
he could stretch
like putty.
It.
Like, yeah, like silly putty?
Yeah.
Just like do the mask into it.
Yeah, dude. If you could stretch it up and
I'm
cover everything else.
How do you guys do foreplay?
No, just like that. Just like that.
My stretching. Husband is going to cut this all out. He's going to be like,
don't do it.
I'm rocking a long ass scrot.
You know what? Tell him to be proud of his long
like,
not that there's anything wrong
podcast.
With that, Jason.
No, I think that's good. I think
Jason,
the ideal.
From Bravo
be
Breakdowns,
proud.
The guy with the long scrot.
He's
me. That's my wife.
He has to have special boxers.
He can email Tommy and like they can commiserate about being
boxers.
They're like the crotch is his knees.
They go all the way down to the ground. Yeah, they
and
go to your ankles.
We have, before
they're
we
like joggers.
I put my hands out like this. I'm like, can I have some more, Seth?
Poor your mummy.
Yeah, but that
like,
was a British thing, and we're talking about UK.
Like teabagging. Yes.
Yes. Speaking of teabags, tea is a very popular
thing. Can I have some more triggers, please?
Yes. So we're getting close to the end. We still have Andrew and Harry as traitors. And we have Evie and Jezitha Christie, the smart faithful, who is kind of onto them. And we have Molly, who is very horny for Harry. They're so meant to be, but have boyfriend and girlfriend.
I know. I loved her. She was so sweet.
She was great.
They both were like so young and sweet and wholesome. And I love that she was a disability model and like that there was a lot of representation. I feel like the British seasons are very good about representation.
Yeah, like the American, the American version when it's like all reality stars, like they, you know, they'll just kick off the like person of color or gay person immediately. But
the black trans person immediately. Yeah, they're like, you're weird and suspicious. And it's like,
yeah, because they joking.
Well, that's the first episode and she did nothing.
Like, I'm not a traitor. And they were like, banish them.
Like, justice for Peppermint. I love Peppermint.
I know.
Man.
I love
Peppermint.
Peppermint
fucking dirty.
Which one
if
was
Bob
Peppermint?
Goes home first.
She was a trans woman on the.
Oh, yes. Yes. From, is she from RuPaul's Drag Race?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she deserved better. I was like, what the hell? This was like 2 seconds in. She did nothing. And they're like,
I know.
I seem to remember this conversation. So much like that, we have this like, you start to weed people out and you're like, oh, okay. So it's just the interesting.
Wasn't the first guy voted off of this season the one that looked like Mr. Monopoly?
Yeah, it was the, yes. It was like,
that was something, man. He was a lot.
We got to get
too much, I think, to not be voted off right away.
And his confessional was like, and they're just voting me off because they think I'm a threat.
It's like,
yeah, and he's like, sure, buddy. I was like, why do you have a top hat?
Yeah, you tell yourself that.
I did you come in a three-piece suit with a cane? What's happening?
Like how he dresses. Mm-hmm. But I do like that and the UK version, they get people of all ages and like different backgrounds and stuff. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit more interesting to watch, like, because you see that what people perceive is suspicious or whatever. I'm like, maybe it's just a person from a different kind of community than you.
Yes, exactly. And like they've come a long way. They've come a long way since first season when they voted out a woman who was an amputee for not raising her glass on the first episode.
Crazy. Oh my God. Yeah, that was so horrible. Yeah. She just wanted the money so she could get a hand.
I know, really. Like, she was so honest about it.
Mm-hmm. And they were like, come back when you can raise that glass. I hope you get, get a
hand. She's like, that's why I'm here. I'm trying to get a fucking hand.
Well,
you voted me off, so I can't raise the glass.
And all the right ways.
She's a BAFTA winner now, though, so they're all they're all doing good.
Yeah,
good.
So, we get down to the final round table after Evie's voted out. Who cares? Because Evie, Charlie, and Molly all look exactly alike. There can only be one left.
Yeah. Cute blondes. I was like, oh, you are the same person. You're just different blondes.
One of you wear patterns and one of you wear solid, so I can tell the difference.
This one's Yeti, this one's Sasquatch,
That's Yowie and Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yowie. Yowie is very different.
Yowie is a different
crazy
Yowie,
not a Chris. Yeah.
We are not on the hunt for Yowie.
Nope.
Andrew, they vote to banish. Andrew gets banished first. Harry kind of like, you know, everyone's just kind of onto him. There's always been heat on him. That's why they recruited him. And he's nice about it. And he's like, bye. and then, so Molly, Harry, and Jazz are left. And Molly doesn't want to vote again. She trusts Harry and Jazz completely. And Harry doesn't want to vote again.
It's a lot.
He's a traitor.
I can't. There was too much. It was so hard for me.
It was very hard to watch Molly and Evie both just be like, I would be devastated if any of you were traitors. Like, my whole world would be shattered.
And then you're like,
the way that Molly was looking at Harry, like,
I know.
And then he's like, you completely. And also, please fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Harry was like, oh, I wouldn't hate that. It's just a game. I would forgive whoever lied to me. Wouldn't you? It's like someone stole something. What do you think we should do to him? And it's like, I think we should go easy on him. And it's like, I think we should kill him. And it's like, well, that's the person that stole the thing.
Yeah.
We should go easy.
But like,
so immediately,
way, I mean,
that's the thing about Molly. She's lovely. She's a cute girl. I feel like she does a great thing as a model. She sucked shit at this game. She was fucking awful.
She was fucking awful.
There were so many easy markers that like to her face, like when Harry did that and was like, oh, I don't know. I would say it was just a game. I'm like, well, that's something a traitor would say,
like,
I guess.
She's looking at him like, she's giving him bedroom eyes.
And this last moment when the banish.
She's too sweet.
Yeah.
When the vote banished, I'm like.
All done crazy things for love.
Yeah, but she ain't even banging this guy. Yeah. Like, it's just something new.
I honestly think she was just kind of, I don't want to say naive, but just very trusting.
Yeah.
She was, you know, like, she just. She didn't have that jadedness that we've all got.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and then you watch her when they throw the bags to choose to banish. And like you said, of course, she doesn't and Harry doesn't. And Jazz, being smart, her brain should have been like, oh.
Yeah, Jazz
like... But earlier when Jazz was like, I'm being honest, I'm telling you. And she's like, I just don't trust him. And I can't put my finger on why. I'm like,
because you're in love with
him. Maybe because he's brown.
Yeah. Put your finger on why. Is it his beard?
I don't think. I mean, I like to think that Molly didn't think that. I think that she just really, like, her and Harry. I think it was apparent, really just, like, Harry and Molly had, like, a real, like, connection.
In which case, she does not deserve money. She deserves to lose then.
When I write, get jack shit.
Fan fiction.
No cucks. No money for cucks.
I'm going to write some fan fiction today.
No bucks for cucks.
About Molly and Harry. And they end up having sex on the round table.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
Cool. On Piles.
I mean, while Claudia is like, circles him the whole time, two stacks down.
Well done.
I have another sack to throw down in the fire.
The time for sex is over. And you're like, all right, well, we got to orgasm now. Claudia said.
I thought they were going to go have, I mean, even when Harry took that money, I was like, they're going to go have sex in that Titanic car or something.
Yeah. They had to come out and do a lot of interviews that were like, we both have significant others, mm-hmm. and we're just good friends, but world wants them to be
together.
They
need to be together.
It's better for their careers.
I think so. Yeah. For their families, maybe not.
If I was their agent, if you were their agent, and I was their agent at WME, we're not represented right now, I would say. Actually, if I was their significant others, I would walk away and be like, you know what? I don't belong. Like, let them be together on television.
Oh, damn. Like, Michelle's I saw enjoyment. Your bond on TV.
Yeah.
Just like, I appreciate the bond and all that. But at the end of the day, Harry's got 11, 12, 13, God knows how many siblings he's got to take care of. So he at no point was he ever going to like choose you. So to go on the show and be like, this person I just met 2 weeks ago puts me above everyone. It's like, listen, sister, most of them ain't going to do it. And it's not just the ones on the game show.
Harry is like the British Duggar. He's got a lot going, like a lot of siblings.
19 kids and counting.
I don't know what his parents are up to. Well, we know what they're up to. Sorry, Molly.
Yeah, poor girl.
Yep. Final one, though, it was hard to watch because you're like, how do you not see
how
this?
How could you do this to her, Harry? With those dreamy brown eyes.
I
still have sex with him.
On the round table with Claudia.
My husband was like, you gotta stop saying that on every episode.
They like it. They like it. People have said they like it.
No, and like Lauren and I will also talk often about how we just like don't like to have sex that often, but then we'll always be like, what about this guy? And my husband is the editor.
Well, it's on a game show. A I mean, how can you pass that opportunity up?
I'll take that one.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you guys grade the season as a whole as Traitors fans? What grade would you give it?
7
Ooh,
pounds.
I liked this one.
I liked it. 8 points.
For real, like a grade, I would say like an A-, because I liked it. I liked that it was all normies and no like professional reality people. It was high drama watching Molly like being all tearful and sad and like lying to her face and stuff. But that's the flip side. Like, you feel like when you watch the reality players, they would think logically, and like Suri or someone that's on Parvati, like someone that was on Survivor would be able to do the mental math and go, oh, if Jazz just voted to banish, ergo, that must mean he's faithful. Oh no, that must mean Harry's not. Both vote to vote. So the normies kind of make it more dramatic and authentic because like their interpersonal relationships are a little bit more, but the reality people are just like better players.
In a positive
I only like it because I think that a lot of times the seasoned veterans will take the normies like under their wing and try and like guide them. But inevitably they're going to get voted off because they don't have the skills.
Like, you don't know how to make television and I do. So step out of the way, sweetie.
They're too intimidated. The normies get too intimidated when it's reality stars. Yeah. And they don't want to interrupt or like throw a drink at Kyle Cook's head.
Yeah.
You know,
they're like, oh, well, Dan was on Big Brother. That. He knows. Yeah. Cause people are like, well, he must know.
It's like Dan doesn't know.
Dan
Dan
Polish.
It was one of the biggest meltdowns to watch on TV that I've ever seen in my life. The just like downward spiral he took each episode where he's like just basically like, just sweating openly.
Yeah.
Just looks like blood has been drained from his face by the end of it.
No, the last few episodes with him, his mouth didn't shut. He was just
he didn't know what to do. He couldn't handle it, the pressure.
Yeah. Well,
but in all his confessionals, he's like, I'm doing really good at this game.
I'm really good.
Yes. You're like, buddy, you need a hospital trip.
You're drenched.
I was going to say 8.75. I was going different grading scale than you, but I feel like it's probably the same A-.
Yeah,
A-.
A-.
It's probably equal, yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you, Lauren?
I was going to say A+, but then A-, but then now I think B+.
Ooh,
I do. Yeah. I'm calling an audible. I was swayed.
That's a
by
shock.
The
US
discussion.
That's a shock.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. Oh my.
And what did you give it, Michelle?
I gave it an A. But now, because Lauren said B plus, I want to be closer. I just want to be closer to Lauren. So I'll say
A minus to nice. B plus. Yeah. So interesting that all of you went letters and I went number.
I like it. But that's how you get the letter grade. You're is the with outlier. Numbers. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm always.
I need to go get my prop that I've been talking about. Okay. So we're about to do oral. We're about to do oral, and I need a prop for that.
Oh, it's we're silly. About to do oral? Right well, back. We all got to get a prop then, I suppose.
We all got to get a prop.
You can pantomime.
Oh, let me get the.
You got that. Yeah, I was going to say, you got the fuck mouth moon behind you.
Oh, I do have the fuck mouth moon, yeah.
Do you like all of Heather's. Not trinkets because they're too big for that. Whoa, nice.
Upskirt. Uh-oh. Headphones off, upskirt.
She I didn't put it all the way on because it's kind of like a, it's a pain in the ass.
Titties on.
Wait a second, is that Grumpy Cat?
Hell yeah.
Steven Dennis.
It's Grumpy Cat's eyes are now like bulging out because of the fake boobies you have on.
What does it say? This is my what?
Happy face.
Nice.
I couldn't see Grumpy Cat until you put on the titty suit, and now it really makes it.
You know, the titty suit accentuates the Grumpy Cat. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. My Grumpy Cat's down here, ladies.
Eyes up here. Stop gawking at my Grumpy Cat.
What did I miss?
Oh, I missed her.
That a lot.
Sexy little romp.
We didn't miss much, though, when you stood up right over that camera. That was a great angle. Thank you.
If you've seen our YouTube views, you'd understand why I have to do what I have to do.
you got to get famous.
She's willing.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so this is our final segment, which is oral exams. It's a 60-second verbal essay on a topic of your choice in pop culture. Okay. So Michelle's going to start.
Hold on. I'm not ready.
Oh, okay, okay.
Just Michelle. Explain it.
Okay. More? Okay, yeah. So it's 60 seconds, and it's a verbal essay, and it starts with, in this essay, I will prove, and this is Michelle's oral exam, and her time starts now.
In this essay, I will prove why Kris Jenner's cookbook, In the Kitchen with Kris, is the greatest cookbook of all time, specifically because there is a recipe in this book called, can we get zoom in on that? Nicole's Chicken Nachos. Who's Nicole, you ask? That's right. Nicole Brown Simpson, her friend who was brutally murdered by another friend, allegedly. She says, this is, I'm reading directly. This is the first issue I think of when I think of Nicole Brown. This is what she thinks of when she thinks of her friend who was brutally murdered. He was such an amazing cook. Everything she made was off the charts good. Her chicken nachos were so fabulous, they had a cult following. Back in the day, nobody in our circle would even think about throwing a party without serving Nicole's
Five
chicken
seconds.
Nachos. That's how amazing they were. And for some reason, they taste even more delicious when you're gathered around the living room watching sports, especially football, with friends and family.
No.
When you're watching a Bronco be in a police chase down the freeway.
The point of this is, if I die, Lauren, because I've been brutally slain, please memorialize. I want to be like remembered like similar to this, like how I will eat a half pound of peel and eat shrimp at Hooters.
Yeah, same.
Something like
that. I'm going to pull a Faye Resnick and I'm going to do a Playboy spread where I tell all about all the drugs you've done.
Wouldn't dare. I just did the spread.
I didn't spread.
I'm not morally corrupt.
And good job saying allegedly so O.J. Simpson doesn't sue us.
He's dead now.
Yeah, well,
thank God.
Together again, and that's so sweet. And also Heather's an attorney.
Well, I don't think they are because I think he went down and she went up. So, if you believe in those things,
they won't
be
in the same place yet.
But where's Ron Goldman's nachos?
Oh, we need Ron Goldman's nachos.
There's no tribute. Come on, Kris. What are you
crazy
doing?
That's in her cookbook.
That just shows
that
you
is wild.
Like, lack of attachment. No, despite being a reality star, having no attachment to reality.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of because she's out of touch.
Well, I'm saying she's not the only person. Like, she didn't make that book herself. Like, she typed out the idea or whatever, or thought of it, and then it got printed and people edited
and they were
it
like,
and like checked it and put it on shelves.
Yeah, and she had to, she had to specifically say, like, I need this to be in this book. Like, I want people to always a lot of people never saw forget that. The connection signed between the Kardashians and the O.J. Simpson trial.
I know. Yeah. No, yeah. It's a big one.
Yeah. It wasn't enough that Brian Murphy made a whole TV show about it. We also we need it in the cookbook.
Yeah.
We need to know.
Endless documentaries. Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. All right. This is my oral exam. I have 60 seconds on the clock.
Lauren, what are
and
you
my
doing?
Time.
Wait, what's
she's got her faker. What my mamma used to call falsies.
My false? Exactly. And that's what I'm going to talk about. In this essay, I will prove it should be socially acceptable for not just drag queens to be able to wear titty bibs, but also anyone. I mean, like, I'm a very flat-chested girl, and I don't really want to get implants because now, like, they've got all these people with leaking implants, and it's expensive, and if you get them under the muscle, my mom said it was more painful than childbirth. So I'm not going to do that. But then once in a while, you know, it's like, maybe I want an outfit that, you know, maybe I want a little more curve to my figure. Maybe I want my grumpy cat's face to be a little elevated. Maybe I want like the look and feel of Womana, but I don't want people to look at me weird. Like, why does she got a rubber thing around her neck? And I'm not good enough at the art of illusion to like really disguise it as part of my outfit. So like, let's just make that socially acceptable. If, you know, and also men, women, you know, non-binary people, let anybody. Anybody should be free to wear a fake pair of tits at any time they want without getting stared at. And they should be able to be naked. Free the nipple.
Hell yeah.
I love it. Sold me. Do I sign?
I love it.
Okay, Heather, do you want to do an oral exam?
Yeah, I've got an oral exam. You ready? Give me 60 seconds.
Fabulous.
Give it to
60
us,
seconds
baby.
On the clock. This is Heather McKinney's oral exam. Her time
Heather
starts
McKinney. Now. I'm here to, my essay today is going to tell you why Chappell Roan is the new genius of our generation. If you're not familiar, she is a pop singer, she is a songwriter and a performer, and not only that, she is both a visual artistic genius and then an overall, like we all say Taylor Swift does Easter eggs. Anybody can do Easter eggs about their own life. Boo. Good luck.
Are you trash-talking Taylor Swift?
I didn't think I was getting interrupted. I want time back on the clock for this.
Okay.
Chappell Roan has her Easter eggs all tied back to Muppets movies. It's genius stuff. If you look at the imagery she uses, photos, she looks like Miss Piggy when she was the Statue of Liberty. She was doing the Miss Piggy from Universal. She even dressed like Evil Kermit. So while planting all these Easter eggs, you don't necessarily have to be involved in her personal life to like get them. I love the genius of that. Plus the visuals of her music videos. She's like a sexy ghoul. It makes me feel things I've never felt before. And I think everybody would be right to turn that on and change your life.
Turn
Thank
that
you very
on
much.
And get turned on.
Woo! Yes, that's April. Great. Muppets are cunts.
No, like, there should be more pop songs about Muppets.
Yeah. But subtly, sure. Classily.
Get it on the top 40. I'm tired of Taylor Swift.
Oh, I'm not. Okay, here, I'll give mine now.
Okay. You really have to cut that.
In this, you're doing yours. Yeah, okay, this is Heather. Christy Wallace's oral exam. Your time starts now.
Okay, in this essay, I will prove why if aliens came to Earth and said, take me cheerleader, they should be taken to Taylor Swift. Because everybody knows who she is. She's a global phenomenon. She is broken like so many records while being a female. And she's one of the few artists that made the switch from country to pop so seamlessly and is even bigger. She also helped the NFL. Who has ever helped the internet? Like, just her being at the games alone, their tune viewership skyrocketed. People now are bringing families together, sons and dads and daughters and everybody are we have something in common.
Yeah.
Because we can both watch this game and get something out of it. And also, she hides Easter eggs, and I think that's part of why her fans love her so much is because they feel a connection to her life, not just Muppets, but like an actual connection to her personal life.
And I will remind you, she also said, we all got crowns. You need to calm down. So there's space for everybody in the space. So she was already unifying everybody. So she's
that's the next step.
You know, why did we let it baseball?
They don't let her on the field to play.
I feel like you throw an opening pitch, let her get out there and they hike it to her. If she gets sacked, she gets sacked. That's the risk you take when you throw the opening drive. You got to be able to throw the opening drive in the game.
That'll be the most watched television event in history. If Taylor Swift is throwing a pass with the possibility that she just gets leveled and sacked.
The O-line is just
her bodyguards shoot them on sight.
It's like the O-line and her bodyguards behind it. They're all like, "You're like, ready." Travis, like Jason Kelsey's out of retirement. Yeah, Travis is on the
look. What you
like,
made
so you're
me
a receiver.
Do.
He's like, well, "Not today. I'm on the offensive line today.
Today I'm a boyfriend."
What is that? She's like, "Cause the old Taylor's dead."
And she died that day because she rushed.
But this time for real though.
She was crushed. Oh, what a time.
And without irony, make sure you listen to the Sinister Road podcast. You probably already did. They're a phenomenon. Yeah. They're one of the best podcasts.
Right under Taylor.
Right under Taylor. Charting. Always charting.
Always charting.
Always charting, just like Taylor.
That's what Taylor said. There's ABC. Always be charting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Always be charting.
You kill me.
And follow everyone, including Taylor Swift on social media.
Follow WME as well. William Morris.
And tag us in the comments.
Tag us on William Morris.
Why haven't y'all signed them
Instagram?
Yet?
This is why she turns off comments on her posts, is because she's like, I'm not trying to have a bunch of people, which is another baller move for all of your Instagram posts to just have comments turned off. You're like, I don't give a shit what you got to say.
Damn. Yeah. Here's some pictures.
Here's the picture.
Hit me with that like or hit me with nothing.
Yeah. Only positive feedback.
Look what you made me do.
Turn my comments.
All right. Thank you guys so much for
coming. Thank you for having
us. Thank you for coming. I'm sorry for the chaos and the ADHD.
Oh, no. My son ran in here in the middle of it. So,
you've all got chaos. That happened today.
What's the most chaotic thing?
That was the least chaotic part
of
this.
Oh, the least chaotic thing.
I crashed my vagina.
Yeah, yeah.
I still think that was the least chaotic thing, though, that happened.
That was pretty, one of the least. We did see nipples, too.
Yeah, so. yeah. Rubber.
We brought props today, so this is special for us. And we
love Paul Gallagher.
But I will call Jason.
I do have a question. When was that Kris Jenner cookbook published? Mm. Like, what year was that?
Oh,
I just
man.
Was curious.
That's a great question.
2023.
I got it as a Christmas
I was going to say 2015.
I got it 2014.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's still too long.
Still longer than 1997 or whatever.
Yeah.
What was it? 5? 95?
Hey, I miss Nicole
Brown. We all grieve differently.
We do. We grieve differently. Mm. And grief hits everybody in different ways. And she's got to make these chicken nachos, which if you want the recipe, it's like tortilla chips, shredded cheese, diced up chicken, black olives.
Oh,
I love olives on.
Wow. I do. Black olives send it off.
This moment of silence,
Chris,
Nicole.
You got me back.
Okay. That's what does it, the black olives.
And then it's cookbook with a K. It's cookbook
of course it is.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
Chris's kitchen cookbook.
Uh-oh.
We famously don't like the Kardashians. Because we're mean to Taylor.
I think that is a... not an unpopular opinion.
Not a hot take.
Sweating like
well,
damn.
Thank you for having
us
on.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coming down 1 and 2 on the call sheets. Showed up on time. We're so nice to the crew.
No
divas.
Always diva.
Nothing in the writer. It was great.
You guys are scented candles. You didn't have to have a special hairstylist today. We appreciate it. You know, you're working.
I didn't even wash my hair.
Like, this is basically like an indie film, and you're doing us a favor. So thank you.
Yeah. Oh, well, indie films are my favorite. So thank you so much.
You made me laugh so much.
It's a
porn. I laugh so much. Let us know what we can do for you. Like, what do we need to, if we need to give you images or something to promote the show. Or
that would be great.
Whatever, like pictures
Yeti?
Of us or our logo, the actual Yeti himself.
The Yeti.
Christy, I was saying when we were talking earlier, I was like, we have not done Freaky Friday on the air in a while, like an interview, but maybe we can figure something out. And they were saying Freaky Bravo stories and started rattling off. Somebody thought an earthquake was a ghost anything like that.
Thought the wind was a ghost. She thought she was there was being haunted by a ghost because her door swung open because there was a hurricane. And so she was like, there's a ghost in my house and I'm being haunted.
Which one? What season was that?
Just this latest season, Melissa Gorga. I don't even think this made it to air. She just called up the New York Post. And let them know. Yeah. I thought the wind was a ghost.
Yeah, I would go to my grave with that secret.
Six.
But she told
She called
them.
Page Six and said, hey, I think I'm being haunted by a ghost.
Yep.
That's your first
TMI. Yeah, they were like, it's not the Category 5 hurricane. Should you Maybe be? It was they that. Were like, should you be looking for shelter? And she's like, no.
No.
Jersey girl. No.
She's like, I should be looking for an exorcist, pack. A yeah. priest.
I need a proton pack.
I'm being haunted.
We all be good. Thank you for having
yeah,
us.
Yeah. Let it go.
These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdowns.